The Gemara says, my time of the Tanakama, what's the reason of a Tanakama? The Yom HaKruah, the Pasuk says like this, the Yom HaKruah li ochlo v'loy lemishra v'loy lechvusa. Tanakama says you have to be able to eat it, in other words, you have to have enjoyment, that b'shas the enjoyment you're destroying it, and not to soak it, and not to clean your clothing with. Because you don't have the enjoyment b'shas you're destroying it. When you put the wine into the clothing, you're destroying the wine, and you first have the enjoyment later on. That's the Tanakama. That's like we learned so far. So according to this, wood would not have Kedusha Shvius. Because Kedusha Shvius has to only be on something that you have the enjoyment and the destruction at the same time. Now, my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Lochem, Lochem, Lochol Tzorcheichem. Says, no, the parents have to be for you for any type of enjoyment you want to have. V'yafidu l'mishru l'chusa. Even if you want to use this wine now to clean your clothing or clean the flax, also it's mutter. In other words, you don't have to have hanor like eating, any type of enjoyment you can have from it. So therefore, any type of enjoyment you have from things that grow has Kedusha Shvius also. So therefore, wood, since you have enjoyment from wood, wood would also have Kedusha Shvius. For the Marakash now, for Tanakama or Ksiv Lachem, what's kind of Tanakama? It's good, Rabbi Yossi. It says the word Lachem. Ha'u Lachem Dumya D'Liachila. True, you have to have your enjoyment, but enjoyment like eating. What does eating mean? Misha anasa b'yurashava. That the enjoyment and the destruction come together. Yotza mishra chvusa. Mashenke, when you're making a mishra, when you're taking the wine to clean your clothing, shahanasa acha b'yurin. You're first having the enjoyment, first after later, after you destroyed the wine. So therefore, you can't do this to perishries. For Rabbi Yossi, for the Gemara, aksiv liyochla. Ah, Rabbi Yossi, also the Pasuk says liyochla. So true, it says lochem, but maybe like the Tanakama, enjoyment like achila, that the destruction and the enjoyment comes together. And the Gemara know who mi boiler liochla v'leil lemlugla. Rabbi Yossi says the deek is you could use perish shvius for eating purposes and not for medicine. You're not allowed to make medicine out of perish shvius. Kedatanya liochla, Torah says you have to eat it v'leil lemlugma. You can't make medicine out of it. So the Gemara atzuaim liochla v'leil lemlugma. You're telling me now you have to eat it and you can't make medicine. Oyena, maybe not, elabler lechvusa, maybe you're not allowed to wash your clothing with it. Like how does Rabbi Yossi know to say, you're not allowed to make medicine, but washing clothing, yes. Maybe washing clothing, no? In the Gemara, kishuwaim alachem, when it says lachem, hare lechvusam, enjoyment, so washing your clothing is also called enjoyment. Ho'amani mekayim liyochlo, I the apostle says liyochlo, that means liyochlo v'lelem lugma, it means to eat it, and not to use it for medicine. For the Gemara good of Amar Rayas, how do you know to say this? L'rabbi says a chvusa. How does Rabbi Yossi know to say that from lochem you're allowed to have any type of an enjoyment, even to wash your clothing with it? Well, loitzi yasam lugma. I the pasuk says liyochla. That means not medicine. Like why is medicine worse than clothing, washing your clothing? So he says like this, Rabbi Yossi. Marban yes a chvusa. I include chvusa washing my clothing. Sheshavu lecholodim. Because everybody enjoys it. Everybody has to wash his clothing. So it's called Hanoah Hashavu L'Cholodim. Therefore, Amarba, this is the Hanoah that you're allowed to have from Perish Shvius. And male, any type of enjoyment also has Kedusha Shvius. So Drashi Shakot Tzrichim Lo, K'mayachilu Hashavu L'Cholodim. Just like everybody has to eat, everybody has to wash the clothing also. So it's more mistaken to say that this type of an enjoyment of washing the clothing is allowed. Umaitzi Yassam Lugma Mashenkin, I'll take off medicine, Shein Hashavu L'Cholodim. Because it's not Shavu for everybody. Not everybody's Rashi. Shein HaKil Cholim. Not everybody's sick. Who enjoys, who needs medicine? Only a sick person. Yechidim. But the majority of people don't need the medicine. Therefore, medicine is not called Shavu. It's not alike to everybody. That's what Yossi Svaro, that Lochem means any type of an enjoyment, as long as it's enjoyed by everybody. And the word Lochla means Lafuke, medicine, that's not enjoyed by everybody. So according to Rabbi Yossi, even wood would have Kedusha Shvius on it. So the Mara Man Tana, who's this Tana? Loho the Tana Rabbonim, the Brisa says like this. Lo'ochlo, the Torah says, by Perish Shvius, the apples that grow on Shvius, you're allowed to eat them, v'lelem lugma, but you can't use it for medicine. Li'ochlo, you could use the grapes for eating purposes, v'lelem ziluf. You can't make wine out of it. And lezilif means they used to sprinkle the wine on the floor to make it smell nice. Drashi yayin shemazal from abayis l'reach toiv. They used to want to make the house smell nice, so the meaning to take wine and sprinkle it on the floor, that would make it smell nice. So you're not allowed to do this with perish shvius. The Torah says, "Le'ochlam," you're allowed to eat the fruits and not ruin it, but just make zilah. Le'ochlam, you're allowed to eat it. V'le'er lasses v'menu apiktuzin. You can't make something to make you throw up. You can't make a medicine out of it that will make you throw up. Trashi lakia. V'umor netrigin apiktfein. Take out. Zin mozun oichel yesi midai moisi makia. Somebody eats too much. He's stuffed to the gills. He wants to throw up. So he takes this type of medicine to make him throw up. You're not allowed to do that from Perishvias. Is the Chura Kaman, who does this go like? Krebiasi, goes like Krebiasi. Now that's Krebiasi Shita. Any type of an enjoyment that shove alike for everybody, you're allowed to do. But these enjoyments are not alike, not everybody enjoys these things. A sick person or a ptuzin is only if you're stuffed to the gills, do you need this. But otherwise, you don't need it. Who are din lezilof? Not everybody likes zilof. Therefore, these hanos you're not allowed to do. Mashenk, and any other type of an enjoyment that everybody likes, you're allowed to. And Mela Perish Shvias also would, or Kedusha Shvias would apply to wood, since everybody enjoys the burning, the heat of the wood. So this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbonin, as if it goes according to Rabbonin, Hoika Nami Mishro Kvusa. The brisa should have also said Liochlo, and not to wash your clothing with it. Why didn't the brisa say it? Alamai, it's a right. This brisa holds like Rabbi Yosi, and not like the Tanakama. Now, Omer Rabbi Lezer. Ein shviyas mischaleles ela derech mekach. The halacha that we're saying all along is, if you have this esrog that grew on shviyas, you picked it off on shviyas, it has kedusha shviyas. So our Mishnah is saying, you're not supposed to buy it from an amoritz. Why? Because when he gives it to you, and you give him money back, the money now has kedusha shviyas. That's called derech mekach. It's ein shviyas mischaleles. The kedusha shviyas only goes off the peri, onto the money, derech mekach, if you buy it. Mashenke in Lafukia means not stam derechilu. Trashi and Shrias Mechleles. Litvois do meho bekdushaso, that the money of it also has kdusha, elo derech mekach, only if you buy it. Shemoichro zelechaveroi. Avuloya de chilul. Loima repeas halolim chulolim al moyas elu, kederech shepoid magdashis. But Shrias is not daima to kdusha hegdish. By something that's hegdish, you can stand say, I want the money now. To be mechalal, I want the kedusha of the chepes to go onto the money. You can be mechalal, it's stam on money. Perish shvius, you can't do that. You can't stam take money next to the perish and say, I want the kedusha to go onto the perish, onto the money. That does halt Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yechiden says no. Rabbi Yechiden Omar, bein derech mekach, bein derech hilul. Doesn't make a difference. Both ways, you can have the kedusha of the perish go onto the money. Whether you buy it and pay money for it, whether the stam you say on your own peris, you want the kedusha of the peris to go onto the money. So in my time with Rebbe Lezer, what's Rebbe Lezer's time to say the kedusha only goes onto the money when you buy the peris, but not stam by saying you want the kedusha to go off it onto the money? Because the pasuk says like this: Bishnas ha'yovel azoyz on this year of yovel. Now Rashi shviyas v'yovel chodhi. The halacha of shmita of shviyas and yovel, the 50th year, has the same halachas. The Salmuch, then, right away the Torah says, V'chisimkeru mimkar, if you buy something. So since there's a smichus, that right after the Pasha of Shemitah, it says the locher of Mechira, so we dash in from this, that derech mekach, when is there a kedusha, chal on the money, only if you bought the peris, derech mekach, for loy derech hilul, but not by just time taking money and say, you want the kedusha of the peris to go onto the money, you can't do that. That's why we have a smichas here of dafka selling takes off the kedusha and not stam doing it by derech chilul. Stam saying you want the kedusha of the peris to go onto the money. You're not buying it. You can do it yourself on your own peris. You want the kedusha to like hegdish. You take a davash of hegdish and you say you want the kedusha of the hegdish to go onto the money. Rabbi Yechanan, my timer. Why does Rabbi Yechanan say yes? You could be mechalul shviyas on just money. The pasuk says ki yovel hi kodesh. It says that yovel is like kodesh, like hegdish. Ma kodesh, just like hegdish. If you have something that's hegdish, that's kodesh l'Hashem, if you could be mechalit, bein derech mekach, either you could buy it off the gizba, pay him money for it, and the chayfus becomes chulin, bein derech hilul, or else you could stand, go to the chayfus and say, harezu tachazu, you could say, I want the kedusha of the chayfus to go off the chayfus, go on to the money. There's a derech hilul by hegdish. Is av shviyas the same thing, the kedusha of the peiros shviyas, bein derech mekach, bein derech hilul. Whether you take off the, whether you want to put the kedusha on the money, whether you, with this money you're buying the peiros, or whether the stam you're saying you want the kedusha go on the money, derech hilul also is good. Trashi Kodesh Mischalo Ben Derech Nega Ben Achilu. Tiachsev Upoda Biyekacho V'yosef Chamishisi Soi Olov. Hare Chilu. So Stam Chilu. You could be poida. If you have something Erech, you will mark the shit. Then you could be poida and say, I want the value of it to become Hegdish instead of the Chayfetz. V'im lo yugoy v'nimcha Biyekacho Hare Mekach. Hegdish has two things, selling and Stam Chilu. So the Mara of Rabbi Yechanin, Haichi Simkiru Mimkar Mayavadlei, according to Rabbi Yechanin, why is there a smichis? How come right after the Pasha of Shemitah, the Torah says about Mechira? It's Lav Davka Mechira. So why does the Torah say Mechira? Mi boile look at Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. It's coming to teach us like Rabbi Yossi Bechanina teaches us. The Tanya we learned. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Bo Uru, come and see. Bo Yurei. Kamo Kosha Avoka Shoshriyas. How bad it is to do the Aveir of even the Avoka. That's like the dust of Shriyas. Not even the real Issa Shriyas. Just a little bit, a little small Isser of Shriyas. Odom Noisev Noisev Perish Shriyas. If somebody does business with the Perish Shriyas, you're not supposed to. But he takes them and he does business with them. Is Lesoif, what's going to come out from this is Moichares Metaltlin. Eventually you're going to have to come and sell you what you own. V'yes Caleb and your utensils. Shenemar. In other words, because of the Aveira of not listening to Shemitah, you're going to become poor. You're going to have to sell your Kalim. So that's why the Torah right away talks about selling. But not to teach us that the Kedushas of Shriyas goes off Derech Mekach. No. The Kedusha goes on the other money, even Derech Hilul. Now the Pasuk says Mekach to tell you what's going to happen to you. The Rashi says, Adam, Noisiv, Noisiv, Peres Shriyas, Lischaira. Dino Avak Shriyas. Avak means like the dust of Shriyas. The Iki Rik is Shriyas. What's the Iki Isurim of Shriyas of Shemitah? Leitizra, you're not allowed to seed. For Leitizmar, Vizel Issa Kal Shabo. Mashiach, you're doing business, that's only a small Isser. So if you do these small Isurim, as a safe Mech of the Tautlov, Mach Masanis. You're going to become so small, so poor, you're going to have to sell your utensils. So that's what the Pasuk means to say. Predigmar, Rebbe Lezer, Haikrod, Rebbe Yechonim, Ayovadlei. But Rabbi Lezer, I, Rabbi Yechon, Dashin's apostle of Kedushi. It says that Shemitah has a Kedusha, like Hegdish. So why don't you say it has Chilul also? So it says, Miboyle le Kretanya, Ki Yoivali Kedush. Ma Kedush, Teufus es Domov, just like Hegdish. If you buy Hegdish, the money has Kedusha on it. Av Shriyas, Teufus es Domehel. It comes to teach us Halacha. How do we know this Halacha Bechlau? That if you buy Perish Shriyas, Bechlau, how do we know this Halacha? That the money has Kedusha Shriyas. If I own a Peiris of the grown on Shriyas, so I sell it to somebody, maybe just the Peiris remains Kedusha. But the money that I get for it, how do I know Bechlau the money becomes Hegdish also? That's this limit. That Shriyas is like Hegdish. Just like Hegdish. When the Gizba sells it to somebody else, the money they get for it has Kedusha on it now. The same thing by Peiris Shriyas. When you sell the Peiris of Shriyas, as you know, the money you get also has Kedusha. That's the drasha from Kodeshi, but not to teach us that the Perish Shriyas has a chilul, derech chilul alone. It could be only derech mekech, but even derech mekech, how do I know it? Only because Kodeshi. So where it says now, Tanya kavosa the Rebbe Lezer, but Tanya kavosa the Rebbe Yechon. I have a right to both of them. Tanya kavosa the Rebbe Lezer. I'll bring you a right according to Rebbe Lezer. Shriyas toifesa ses domeh. That's true. If I sell Shriyas, I sell the Perish, the money I get for it also has Kedusha Shriyas. With this money now, I have to be careful only to buy things that I'll use them up before the Zaman Habir. And it has to be something that the Hanoah and Biuroi is Shavah. Shenem and Apostle says, Ki Yoivil Hi, Kodesh Tiyelachem. Ma Kodesh Tofet Es Domov, just like a regular Hegdish, when the Gizba sells it, the money becomes Kedusha, it becomes Hegdish, V'yosser, it's also to have a Hanoah from the money, is Av Shviyas, the same Halacha by Perish Shviyas, when you sell it to somebody else, Toifesa says Tomehil. The Yasura, and the money now has Kedusha Shriyas on it. So this is a riot to Rebbe Lezer. That's all we learn out. That when you sell it, the money gets Kedusha. For the price of Aita, maybe, Ima Kodesh, Toifes Domov, the Yosel Hulin, maybe by Hegdish. The Locha by Hegdish, when the Gizba wants to sell Hegdish, the Locha is, the Gizba sells it to you, and you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. By Hegdish, when you pay money for it, the Pshat is that's the real Chilul. A real chalipin, that the money now gets the Kedusha's Hegdish, and the Chayfus becomes Chulin. Now let's say someone was Makdish this chair to Hegdish. So the chair has Kedusha. Now the Gizbar has a right to sell to somebody for $10. when you give the $10 to Hegdish, the money becomes Kaddish, but the chair becomes Chulin. You're allowed to take it home and use it. So maybe just like by Hegdish, when you pay money for it, the Chayfet is Yotzeh L'Chulin, and only the money remains Kaddish. So maybe Av Shriyas, maybe the same thing, when I have this apple that was grown on Shriyas, and now I sell it to somebody. Maybe Tefesa says to Mehil, so true, the money I get for the apple right now has Kedusha Shriyas. With this money I can only buy things that I'll eat it and use it up before Zman Abir. But maybe V'yotzes L'chulin, maybe the apple now that I sold has no more Kedusha Shriyas. Maybe that person could do whatever he wants with it. He could store it away, use it for a year from now. Maybe it doesn't have Kedusha Shriyas, just like Hegdish. When you sell Hegdish, it doesn't have Kedusha anymore. Talmud Loimah, this the Pasuk says no. Tiyah, by Shriyas it says Tiyah should remain. With Ashrim Bevayosah Tehei, the Perish Shriyas always remains with its Kedusha. You can never get the Kedusha off the Perish Shriyas. The fruits and vegetables that grew during Shemitah always has Kedusha on it. There's only a lacha that when you sell it, the money also has Kedusha. But the Kedusha on the Perish you can never take off. That's the Pasuk of Tiyah Bevayosah Tehei. The Kedusha always remains. Hoketzet, how does it come out now? Like this. Look after Peris Shvius. Bosar, let's say with the money of Peris, first you have these apples that grew on Shvius. You went to the butcher and you bought meat with it. The locher is Elu V'Elu Mizbarim Shvius. Both the meat and the apples both have Kedusha Shvius. Hey, since you use the apples to buy meat, so the meat is like a mechir, is like what you bought back from the apples, so male, the meat has Kedusha Shvius on it. So both of them have the locher, you can't leave it around after the Zman HaBir. When it comes the time when no more fruits are left in the fields for the animals, you have to destroy it, you can't use it anymore. Even the meat has Kedusha Shvius on it right now. Lokach bebosa dogim, let's say now the meat that has Kedusha Shvius. You went to the fish store and you bought fish. The loch is like this. Yotza bosom, now the second peri, the meat, loses its kedusha, the nichnasu dogim, and the fish gets the kedusha. Lokach bedogin yain, you took the fish and you bought wine, same thing. Yotza dogim, the dogim now loses its kedusha, the nichnas yain, and only the yain remains with its kedusha. So it comes out, the original peri shriyas always remains with its kedusha, the original apple has its kedusha, and then whatever you bought with that also remains. Only one thing though. The first, then when you sold it, the second, when you sold that, the third, the fourth, the last one. So it always comes out by Peri Shriyas, the first Peri that was grown on Shriyas has Kedusha, and the last thing that ended up also remains with Kedusha. Shemen, Yotze Yayin V'nichna Shemen. Yilokach B'Yayin Shemen, now you bought with the wine Shemen, is the Yayin has no more Kedusha, V'nichna Shemen. Hoketzet, how does it come out? Achroin Nichnas B'Shriyas. The last fruit, the last chalipin, that remains with the Kedusha Shvius. Or priyatzmai osa. But the original fruit that was grown on Shvius, that also remains osa. That's the loch of Shvius. So in this way, Shvius is more chomer than Hegdish. By Hegdish, we say, when you buy the Hegdish off the Gizbarm, the chair becomes chulin. You take it home and use it. Only the money remains Hegdish. Mashenken by Shvius, the original fruit that grew on Shvius always has the Kedusha Shvius on it. Now the chiddush is that if you, with this fruit you sold it and you got money for it, so the money has kedusha. With this money now, if you buy fruit, those fruit has kedusha. And with this fruit, you buy something else, that thing has. The last thing always remains with its kedusha. Lokach, you write it. Achronach nichnas shviyas. Okay, tzad achronach nichnas shviyas. So periyatz miyosa. Now mi diktoni lokach. Since this price to here now only says buying it. Almud is the right to Reb Lezer. That derech mekach in, derech hiloloy. You're only allowed to do a derech mekach buying, and not derech hilol. There's a right to Reb Lezer. That you could only be mechalit, only derech mekach. That's all. When you buy perish shviyas, that's when the kedusha goes off. But not derech hilol. This is the right to Reb Lezer. By the Tanya, kavoset Reb Yechon. I'm bringing you a right to Reb Yechon, not like this. That even derech hilol also you could do it. Echad shviyas, v'yechad maise sheni. Whether it's Paris that grew during Shemitah, the seventh year, or whether fruits all the times, that's Maisi Sheni, is Mischaulin al Behemah. Maisi Sheni also, the Ikkudin, you have to take it to Yerushalayim, leave it there. If you don't want to take it, you could be Mechalit. You can mechal it on money, and then the money gets its kedusha. What about you do it on a behema? My sisheni mischalin al behema. Chayev yoif. Bein chayim bein shchutin. Whether the animals are alive or whether after shchita, you could be mechal. You could take the perish ma'aseh sheni and say you want the kedusha to go off it and you want it to go onto the meat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's for ma'aseh shchita. Whether the animal is alive or not, it's okay. The chachamim ma'amar, the chachamim say al shchutim mischalin. If the animal is geshochten already, you're allowed to eat the meat. Then you could be mechal the perish shviyas and the ma'aseh sheni. Al chayinei mischalin. But if the animal is still alive, you can't make a live animal have kedushas shviyas or have kedushas ma'aseh sheni on it. Why not? It's a gzeira. It's a gzeira midrabbanan. Shema yigadol mehem adorim. We're afraid maybe you'll let the whole flock grow. Rashi, shema yigadol mehem. Yishoyim etzlem. Maybe you'll leave it by yourself. Legadol lodesh. You'll change your mind. You know it has kedushas ma'aseh sheni. So usually what you do is you take it up to Yerushalayim and leave it there. But now that the animal's alive, you'll change your mind and say, you know what, let me keep it another year, and I'll have kids with it, and I'll have more animals. So you want to keep it around your house, maybe. V'nimtza mashor ma'asroisav, he comes out, you're not giving ma'aseh sheni right now. You're letting it stay for another year. V'ateir omro, shona shona v'yachalta. You have to eat it every year. V'yimshor rishona shniya chai v'shlishis l'vayakol ma'asroisav, b'saif shona shlishis. So kitza, since we're afraid, if you make a live animal into ma'aseh sheni, then maybe you decide to leave it, you're not allowed to make a live animal into ma'aseh sheni. It's only Yigzeira. Now, Omar Rabba says like this, Machloikis, where's the Machloikis? Bischorim the Machloikis is. Avo benekebis divriyakol ashkutim mischalin, al chayinei mischalin. Yigzeira shim yigadol hem adorim. Rabba says, no, even the one that's meko the chomim, even Tanakama, even Remeya, that says, even on chayim you can do it, only if it's a zocher. Because a zocher can't have kids. Mashenkin, and the cave is also made up. If the animal on a cow, you can't be mechalom peris ma'aseh sheni onto a cow. Or else peris shvius onto a cow. Because we're afraid maybe you leave over the cow in order to have more kids from it. And then you're not doing the mitzvah of giving it. Now, Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says like this. Omer Ravashi mach loikis. So Rashi said, the Reb Lezer, Reb Yechanan. So this here is a riot to Reb Yechanan over here. Because here it just says, Echad perish shviyas, echad ma'asheni, mischalun al behema. Here it doesn't say, Loshen, that you're buying it. It doesn't say you buy the animal. It just says you're mischalun. You take your perish shviyas, you take your ma'asheni, and you say, you want the kedusha from this ma'asheni to go on to the animal. That's called chilul. There's no buying. You're not selling here. That's the riot to Reb Yechanan. That even by being mischalul, perish shviyas also, the kedusha goes off the perish shviyas, and goes on to the, doesn't go off it. The original pair remains Kedusha, but the Kedusha goes on to the other fruits also, onto the animal also. The Omer Rav Ashi, Machloikis for pre-Rishon. Where is the Machloikis from Reb Lezer and Reb Yechanan? Depending how could you be Mechal, how could you make the money Kaddish? Is it only Derech Mekech if you buy it? Or else Derech Hillel, that's only upon the first pre. In other words, the original apple that grew on Shemitah, that has Kedusha Shemitah, that's the Machloikis. Avav pre-Sheni, like we just got finished saying, let's say this first apple, you traded it in and bought wine. So now, both the apple and the wine have Kedusha. So, Peri Sheni means the wine. When you have the wine now that has Kedusha Shviyas, Tivri Hakli, everybody holds. Bein Derech Nekech, Bein Derech Hilul. By the Peri Sheni, everybody, even Reb Lezer's Moida, you could be Mechalid, take off the Kedusha on the wine by being Mechalid. Just saying, I want the Kedusha to go off the wine and go on to something else. Why does it say lokach twice? I did the tony reisha lokach, tony nami sefer lokach. It says in the sefer also lokach. Rashi, lokach lokach bekuloi, bein be pri rishin, bein be dom of the tony lokach bosel yain, lokach tony chilu bosel yain. There's a kasher on this first brice. Here it said the case. How do you have it? You sold and bought wine, then you sold and bought oil, then you sold and bought fish, then you sold and bought that. So why does it always say you have to sell it for? If you're telling me now by the Peri Sheni, the second one, you could just transfer it without selling it, so why does the price say Loshen HaBalokach? So what does that mean? It's just, I did the Tony Reisha Lokach. Since the first part it said Lokach, Tony Nami Seif Lokach. It also says the Seif also Lokach. Today Nechnami, according to Rav Ashi, the Peri Sheni, everybody holds, you can be Mechalit, Derechulin, without, Derechilul, without selling it. Somebody has a seller, a coin of Shvius. How does a coin have Kedusha Shvius? Elama, you sold it. The guy that had the apples of Shvius sold it to somebody. So when somebody gave you the seller has Kedusha Shvius. Ubikash bikach boy cholok, and the guy now wants to buy your suit. And the lacha is with the money of Shvius, you're not allowed to buy your suit. Because the money has Kedusha Shvius, it has to be used up before the Zman Abir. That means Hanukkah time. If you buy your suit, you're going to use it forever. So Bazoi, how could you use the money now to buy your suit? Is Kate said Yasa, what should you do? Let him go to a storekeeper. Rogelet slave. Yoimaloi. Tell the storekeeper like this. Tain li b'sela peres. I have money here right now. Give me an apple. Give me a dollar's worth of apples. For Noislin, he gives him the apples. For Choyzav Yoimaloi, he tells the person like this. Harei peres alolu. He should know these fruits right now. Nisun l'chob matonim. Give me two for a present. V'oimaloi, and then he says to him, Holocho sela zu b'matona. I'm also giving you the coin now for a present. V'haloi lokeach b'mashi yitza. And now with the money now, he has a right to do whatever he wants. In other words, the money, the kedusha of the money went off the money onto the peris. So the peris have kedusha shvius, and the money now is chulin to do what you want with it. For hocha here, the peris sheni. The money now is a peris sheni. The money didn't grow on Shemitah. It's only you sold the fruits and got the money for it. So the money is a peris sheni. Oketanian, still it says when you want to get the kedusha off the money, what do you have to do? You have to go to the storekeeper and buy the fruits off him. Oketani, derech mekach in, derech hilulai, smash me here on the money to get the kedusha off the money. You can't just take your own fruits and say you want the kedusha to go off the money onto the fruit. That's what it should be according to Rav Ashi. And here it says no, you have to go to the storekeeper and but after you buy fruits with this money. So you see, even the pay rishen, even the money, the kedusha could only go off it if you sell it, and that's not derech hilul. So Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi is like this, the opposite way. Machlekes b'prisheni. Where is the machlekes that Rav Yechanan says you can make derech hilul by prisheni, avo b'pri rishon, but the first fruit of perish shvius that grows on shvius, the rehako derech nekach in derech hiluloi. Even Rav Yechanan is moida. You could only be poider it if you sell it. When you sell the first fruits of Shvius, then the money gets Kedusha. Or else you sell it and buy something else. But Chilul doesn't help by the first fruit. That it says what? Chilul? Ma Shvius, Demei Shvius, Dilo Teim Hochi, Maise Mamish, Voxir Vesatak Yasi Vodecho, El Demei Maiser, Hochinami Demei Shvius. The Kash was here, it says Shvius has a Chilul to it. Now Shvius here poshid meant, we saw it meant the peris that grew on Shvius itself. So as mashm, even the first fruit you can make chilul on. That's the kasha. V'adik toni echad Shvius v'echad ma'isa sheni that has chilul to it. So the kura kasha is mashm with the first fruit that grew on Shvius, you could be mechalul onto the animal here. It doesn't say you have to buy the animal. It says clearly mischalulin, you could be mechalulin. So there's a kasha mashm with the first fruit itself, you could be mechalul. So Gemara says no. This Bryce here talks about Echad Shvius. The Echad Mais Sheni doesn't mean the fruit that grew on Shvius itself. Ma Shvius, what does it mean? Shvius? Demei Shvius. It means you already sold the fruits and you have the money. You have Peri Sheni. Dealer, Teimoth, it was exactly say like this. Meiser. Meiser Mamish. If you want to tell me Meiser Sheni means the Meiser itself, actually. Voxiv, the Pasuk says, Vetzartu Akes of Yadecho. Let's say you have Meiser Sheni that grew. The only way you could be paid to Maisi Sheni is by taking money. You have to take a money that has coins. The Torah says, "But Tzarat Akesi Bidechom." You have to take money and say the Gedusha of the Maisi Sheni should go onto the money. So Tama Takashi here. How could you take the Maisi Sheni and say you want the Gedusha to go onto an animal? Elo, what do you have to say we're talking about here? That's true. Originally, you took the Paris Maisi Sheni and you set it onto money. You want the Gedusha to go off the Paris, go onto the money. And now the money now you take onto the Paris. That you could do. El Demei Meiser, his Ochanami Demei Shvius. About here, both cases, we're talking about the Domim, the Redi the Chilum, the Perisheni. So that is very good. That Rabbi Yochanan holds the Perisheni, that you could make Chilul by Perishvius. You don't have to have a Mekach. But the first Peri itself, you could only do it, Derech Mekach, not Derech Chilul.